drives, draws a foul. I think they're going to get Peyton Stelzer for that one.
Yeah, for a freshman, Albrecht kind of has it all. And, you know, she's their leading rebounder and leading scorer, and the numbers are the same. 14 rebounds a game, 14 points a game.
She also leads in assists at more than two a game. Really does it all. There's another shot attempt. That one is blocked. I think it was Deja White who got that one. It might have been Stelzer, but in any event, blocked shot leads to a turnover. Here come the Thunderbirds. Caitlin Frank's going to kick out to Gates, right wing, finds Deja White. Deja White's going to operate to the right block. Shot attempt, no good. Albrecht's got the rebound. I feel like we're going to say that a lot. Now she's on the drive. Bringing it across the timeline and starting the Pumas half-court offense. Looking to drive. Lefty kicks it out over to Woodward. That's a three-point attempt, and that is good. Cody Woodward with a triple. Poinette coming out hot. They lead 12-3.
Boy, and that's what we were talking about. Cody Woodward and Grace Kavinsky are the good three-point shooters for the Pumas.
Caitlin Frank continues to run the point. We have not seen our usual of Cadence Funmaker at the point, Christy.
That is true.
Do we see her on the bench? She is on the bench. Perhaps there's an injury we don't know about. In any event, Baraboo's going to try to persevere without their feisty point guard and wing defender. Cassidy Gates is going to fire for two. 16 feet out, no good. Rebound to the Pumas.
We didn't get to do starting lineup, so I didn't get to mention that.
Right, exactly. Albrecht now on the right block, working on Stelzer. Shot attempt, no good. Deja White corrals the rebound. Pitches it over to Caitlin Frank. And Coach Michael Bales is asking for a timeout.
Boy, and one of the things that I'm impressed with the Thunderbirds tonight is that the Pumas aren't getting very many second chances with respect to shots because we are out-rebounding them. I think, at least defensively, we're out-rebounding them.
So this is a non-conference affair. The Thunderbirds representing the Badger Small. The Pumas representing the Capital North.
And the Capital North, as I was researching this week, I didn't realize there were only five teams in the Capital North because I'm looking at their record and it was 0-2 or whatever. It was 1-2 in the Capital North, and I thought, how can you be in January and have a 1-2 record?
With the boys, they're playing up next year. They're 4-4 overall. They don't have a conference game yet.
Isn't that something? I just think that's so interesting.
Yeah. So it's been since mid-December that Christy and I were able to join you on Max FM as well as on the NFHS Network. The T-Birds had this holiday break, of course, and then also had several road games and a couple of neutral site games.
Well, in the road games, the holiday game was a two-game event held in Dodgeville, and then they got to play at the Pfizer Forum.
And yes, they got to beat DC Everest in overtime at the Pfizer Forum.
I mean, I don't think it gets better than that, Ben.
Right. We're back into action here. A pass, they're looking for Stelzer on the right block. It's tipped away into the hands of Poinette. Turnover by the Thunderbirds. Small finds Albrecht for a jumper. 15 feet, no good. But Woodward corrals the rebound and puts it in.
Boy, right when I said they weren't getting any putbacks, they got one.
They did indeed. Woodward's got five. Baraboo now trails by 11. Interior pass there. They're looking for Leah Hess. She draws a foul.
She does. Cabri Lesarge went right up over her back. She did a little volleyball move. I'm going to assume that she's a volleyball player as well. She tried to tap that ball out. Instead, she picked up her first foul.
Point at 14, Baraboo 3, 11.5 to go in the first half. Baraboo on offense, inbounding and working it around the perimeter. Caitlin Frank looking to drive. Nice looking scoop shot, 5 feet out, no good. Rebound to Lepasek, and here comes Small looking to run. Look at the drive
travel.
On the inside there was Woodward. They eventually got into the hands of Lesarge. She is called for a travel. Turnover, Poinette.
I was whispering that I thought Woodward traveled the first time when she got
well, you weren't
jammed
the only
up
one.
In the lane.
I heard a few fans call that out. There are a lot of unpaid advisors to our officials this evening.
I apologize for that.
As there are most nights. Oh, interior pass attempt is stolen away. Nice play by Cody Woodward. Another turnover for the Thunderbirds. Morgan Small looking to operate. Oh, but her pass over to Lepasek is out of bounds. Turnover, Poinette. And we're going to have a big turnover for Poinette. They're bringing in four subs. Baraboo checks in Bella Brown.
Boy, and that's one of the things that the Pumas have that's an advantage. They've got a team that's got a lot of depth, and that deep bench allows their point guards to have a lot of options.
Cassidy Gates takes a seat for Baraboo. There's Peyton Stelzer looking to stop and pop from the free throw line. Shot attempt no good, and it's off the hands of Leah Hess.
We've talked about Peyton Stelzer before. I think she's going to be an incredible joy to watch in the next few years. She just keeps getting stronger and stronger as a varsity player, and she's just so smooth.
We're going to have a little bit of a youth movement. I think you can see that with Taylan Bell and Taylor Spurl, Peyton Stelzer all getting some varsity playing time. But meanwhile, the Pumas in the here and now have just popped another three. That's Capri Lapasic with a triple, and it's 17-3, Poinette. Caitlin Frank on the drive, her pass attempt stolen away by Albrecht.
Bear will having a difficult time traveling into the lane.
Nice looking interior pass from Albrecht, but there's a block shot, a big swat from Bella Brown. Loose ball at midcourt, pulled away by Grace Gavinsky. She finds Riley Tice, and that's an and-one opportunity. Tice scores and draws a foul.
Well, and she was 3-on-1, and so she got the basket. She picked up the foul. They fixed the net.
And the Pumas are off to a strong start here, leading 19-3. 10 minutes to go, first half. Free throw attempt from Tice is long. Rebounded by Maddie Gilbert. She drives across the timeline. It's going to set up the Thunderbirds' half-court offense. Baraboo only 3 points on the board here in the ballgame. Caitlin Frank, their leading scorer, on the dribble, on the drive. Right block. Shot attempt no good, but she draws a foul, and that's one way to get back in the contest. Score at the free throw line with no time elapsing.
Piper Johnson's going to pick up her first. The last foul for Baraboo was on Bella Brown. Peyton Stelzer and Bella Brown both have one for the Thunderbirds. We only have two this half.
And Caitlin Frank is on the board with a free throw. Deja White is going to check back in. She will replace Bella Brown. Leah Hess. Caitlin Frank winding up for her second attempt. That is off the rim, no good. Albrecht with the rebound. She brings it up the floor as well. Kicks it over to Capri Lapasic for a three-point attempt. No good. Offensive rebound knocked around. But it's going to be off Poinette. Baraboo basketball.
I think Puma's got a couple sets of sisters. Capri Lapasic, Mercedes Lapasic. A couple of Gavinskys, Emma and Grace.
Now we've got another timeout for the Thunderbirds. So your score with 9.5 to go in the first half is Poinette 19. Baraboo 4. This gives us a chance to talk about our broadcast sponsors. Baraboo High School Athletics are brought to you by these broadcast sponsors. Pierce's Express Market, Baraboo State Bank, Freedom in Christ Assembly, Nautical Coffee, Don Rick Insurance / Tricor, Don Larson Superstore, SSM Health, Bunbury and Associates Realtors, Chris Stanton State Farm Insurance, and Countryside Portable Buildings. Well, Christy, I think for the T-Birds, they're looking to just claw back in here.
Yeah, they are looking to claw back in here, and obviously we have to get some points on the board, and I think that can get a little bit frustrating. We're only in... I used to break everything into quarters because I'm kind of old school.
Well, so we're halfway through the half.
Yep, heading into the second quarter, and let's hope for more success.
Caitlin Frank drives out of the timeout, misses, but it's rebounded by Deja White, knocked out of bounds. Baraboo will keep it. Yeah, you think just one possession at a time. You know, you can't score a 15-point basket. You just try to claw back in bit by bit.
Right, exactly.
Maddie Gilbert looking to inbound. Passes up Frank. Instead finds Brown. Pass inside to Deja White. Off the backboard on the rim. No good. Rebound fought for.
Whew.
And we got a foul here, but I'm not sure who they're going to get. They're going to get Poinette with this foul. No, they're not. It is going to be Deja White. Picking up her first foul. It was a little bit of a wrestling hold down there under the hoop.
I was going to say, that's the only thing that came into my head was that it was a little bit of wrestling.
After the refs confer, nope, they are going to get Poinette for this foul. Not Deja White.
Lapasic is going to take that one for the team.
I kind of thought, even though Deja might have seemed like the aggressor, I thought they might get Poinette for that foul. So Baraboo will inbound, and that pass is tipped out of bounds. Baraboo will keep it. We'll do it over again. It's the sophomore, Bella Brown, looking to inbound. She finds Deja White out beyond the arc. She corrals a loose ball there, finds Caitlin Frank. Frank finds Gilbert, right wing. She's looking to feed Deja White, immediately double-teamed. Ball's on the floor. That's going to be a jump ball. That's going to go to the Pumas. Now checking in for the Pumas, Valerie Heff. She checks in for Albrecht. So you get Albrecht off the floor for a minute. Maybe that'll help the T-Birds cause here.
That may be able to, although Deja White, if she's able to connect, is holding her own.
Picking up the dribbles, Emily Waltz. Looking to drive, fresh off the bench. And there we have Grace Gavinsky had a ball bounce out of bounds, out of her hands. Bella Brown returns. Bianca Brown returns. See, that's going to mess me up. Bianca Brown is back in the game. Bella Brown is also out there. Caitlin Frank on the drive for the T-Birds. Kicks it out. Bella Brown fakes a perimeter shot, drives in, pops from 15 feet. It's long. Into the hands of the Pumas. That's Riley Tice. Gets it over to Waltz. Waltz swings over to Piper Johnson. She's looking to drive baseline and is fouled.
Boy, and that's going to go a second one against Bella Brown.
And as you mentioned, Poinette's got a deep bench. They're using that. We've seen pretty much everybody, I think, already in this game. Everybody on the roster.
Well, that's one of the things when you research Poinette that they talk about is the depth of that roster.
And the first attempt is good for Piper Johnson.
Thank you.
20-4, awaiting the second free throw. That's a swish as well. Poinette continues to add to its lead. We mentioned coming in Baraboo at the 2-13 on the season. Shot attempt no good for the Thunderbirds. Tice comes away with the rebound. She sets up the Puma offense. Grace Gavinsky now's got it. Swings it around to Johnson. Back to Gavinsky. Right hand layup. A little strong, no good. Rebounded by the T-Birds. Bella Brown's got it.
A little bit of token pressure by the Pumas.
Maddie Gilbert's got it on the left wing. T-Birds settle into their half-court offense. We haven't seen Maddie fire away from the arc much. Usually she's a great perimeter threat for Baraboo.
Absolutely.
Bella Brown's got it on the wing. Nice entry pass to Peyton Stelzer, who finishes in the lane.
Boy, and that was a beautiful pass, beautiful pop-up.
Makes it 21-6. Puma is now operating the offense. They're heading from left to right as we look at them here at Baraboo High School. Johnson kicks it out. Three-point look from the right wing. That's a little long for Gavinsky. And rebound is pulled away by Caitlin Frank. She's got it. She's looking to push, and she's got Bella Brown down there for the layup. Left hand, ooh, a little strong, no good, and knocked out of bounds to Poinette.
That was another volleyball move by Bianca Brown. Bianca Brown.
Once again, I'm Ben Bromley, joined by Christy Feld. We're thrilled to be with you at Baraboo High School tonight for this non-conference affair here on 99.7 Max FM, as well as on the NFHS Network. Our score is Poinette 21, Baraboo 6. As Poinette fires away from three from the left wing, that was Piper Johnson. No good, but it's out of bounds to the Pumas.
I don't know. On a cold night like tonight, Ben, I don't think there's a better place that you can be.
That's
get
right.
To get two games for the price of one.
Beautiful.
Girls game, boys game.
Nice doubleheader.
You bet. It's nice and warm in here.
Make an event of it. You were able to kick the gymnasts out, make room for us. Good night all around.
Indeed.
Nice looking defensive play by Bella Brown. Ooh. She knocks away from Poinette, but picks up a foul in the backcourt.
That could be trouble. That's her third, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, boy. Yep, and we got a couple subs coming in here. Coach Bale's on top of it. We are going to have Cassidy Gates and Leah Hess check in, replacing Bella Brown and Bianca Brown.
I might be wrong. They only have her down for two.
Okay.
So we're taking that. That makes me happier.
Well, we're all about keeping you happy. Piper Johnson, again, aggressive. Drive into the hole. She picks up a foul. She'll be at the line again.
It's a big job, Ben.
And let's see. They got Leah Hess for that foul. That's her second.
Thank
so the Baraboo now, Thunderbirds now have five team fouls in the half. First free throw attempt for Johnson is a little short. No good.
So who am I missing is the question. I have two for Bella Brown, one for Peyton Stelzer, one for Leah Hess.
Second attempt is good for Johnson. She's got three, and it's 22-6 Poinette. Baraboo looking to push the tempo. They've got a wide open Cassidy Gates. She's going to stop and pop 14 feet. That's good. Cassidy
right.
Gates with a sweet-looking J. She's on the board, 22-8.
Seal's been broken for Cassidy. I expect to see more.
Poinette looking to answer. They swing it around. They primarily got their bench players in at the moment. Riley Tice tied up on the wing. Gets it in to Valerie Heff. She's looking to drive. Her shot attempt is no good, but she is fouled. And they got Peyton Stelzer. That might be her second. It is indeed. Her second and the team's sixth. And meanwhile, we have a line change waiting for the Pumas. They're going to bring in five new players. I think they're going to bring in the starting five.
Got
here.
Some hockey.
Depending what happens with the free throw. First attempt is no good for Heff. We got four subs coming in. The sub for the shooter is going to have to wait.
Pumas have had a number of coaches in the last few years. I think they're one for one every single year.
Second attempt in the air, no good. Ooh, but rebounded by Heff. She gets her own rebound. Put back, no good. Caitlin Franks got the rebound. Looking to push. She finds Stelzer. Right block. Oh, just a little long, no good. Knocked out of bounds. Baraboo's going to keep it.
Boy, then that was a great move by Caitlin Hess, or excuse me, by Caitlin Frank.
Good
she
feed.
Just, she didn't hesitate. She
Stelzer
got down there
couldn't
quickly.
And quite finish.
Yeah, that was great.
Ball's out of bounds to the Thunderbirds. Caitlin Franks looking to inbound. Finds Cassidy Gates in the right corner. She swings out to Gilbert. Gilbert, left-hand dribble. She's going to pull it out. Baraboo will reset. Interior pass, looking for Stelzer again. That's knocked out of bounds off the Pumas. Yes, like you mentioned, Christy, we have new coach for Poinette, Sam Girard. In his first year, he's replacing Lance Fritz,
who I think was brand new the year before.
Inbound comes into Caitlin Frank, left wing. Passes up the three, decides to drive. Kicks out to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to fire for three. That's a thunderbolt for the Thunderbirds. Madeline Gilbert with a three-point hit from the right wing.
Maddie had 10 points against DC Everest in their overtime win the other night. Hopefully she's on track to do that again tonight.
22-11, Poinette leads Baraboo. Now they find Albrecht on the right block. Quick double team. Albrecht's shot attempt is no good, but she is fouled by Maddie Gilbert. Had good position there, and even with the double team, was too close to be denied.
Indeed.
So, Avalon Albrecht is going to shoot a pair. T-Birds are going to bring in a couple of subs. Deja White and Bella Brown are going to come back in. First attempt from Albrecht is good. She is finally on the board. The Pumas managed to build a double-digit lead without their leading scorer.
So when you're a freshman in high school and you're that talented, is that just natural athletic ability, or do they start watching videos when they're like 5 years old of basketball?
Second attempt, no good. Deja White's got the rebound. Ball stolen away from Caitlin Frank. I think Caitlin felt like she was fouled and decided to a little payback and fouled Albrecht on a shot attempt on the other side. That one is called, and we're going to have a couple more free throw attempts here for Avalon Albrecht.
I'm thinking that's Caitlin Frank's first foul.
She figured she had one to burn.
I think she did.
Frustration foul. Albrecht's first attempt rolls around the rim and in. So she now has a pair. Like Christy mentioned, she comes in averaging better than 14 points a game, leading the Pumas. Dribbles and fires. Second attempt. That's a swish. Poinette now leads by 14. Baraboo pulled within 11. Could do so again here. They hit a triple on this end. They move to our left. They're working a patient half-court offense. Ooh, they find Deja White open on the right block. Shot attempt no good. She had a good look. Couldn't convert.
She's gonna, though.
Morgan Small pushes it up. She finds Mercedes Lapasic for three. No good. Rebound by Frank. Oh, she throws it right to Albrecht under the hoop. Her shot attempt is no good. T-Birds catch a break, but Poinette comes away with the rebound. That's Woodward. And the Pumas will reload. Mercedes Lapasic swings it over to Lesarge. Lesarge finds Albrecht. Another quick double team. Shot attempt is up and good. Not dissuaded by the double team. Albrecht has five.
She wasn't, and she fought for that one.
Caitlin Frank on the drive. She wants to go the distance. You could tell. She had that look, and she gets all the way to the hoop for two. I think we might need to see a little bit more of that determination.
That is a you will not be denied shot.
This is happening. Albrecht now on the right wing.
I am done.
Double team. Kicks it out. And the Pumas are going to reload here, work it around. Now looking to drive into traffic. Ball is stolen away. Bella Brown's got it. Hands to Gilbert, who fires to Frank. Here come the T-Birds. Frank driving through the lane. Ball's knocked out of bounds. 2 point net. Tough break for the T-Birds.
And frustrating, I'm sure, for Caitlin Frank.
It is Poinette 27, Baraboo 13. We've got 3.5 minutes to go in the first half here on 99.7 Max FM and the NFHS Network. Poinette now on offense. They keep trying to find Albrecht on the right block. Baraboo brought a triple team that time. They swing it around to Woodward for a wide-open three-point look from the corner, and that is good.
Boy, and that is their game plan. If you can't get it to Albrecht, Woodward's going
to
pop it in for three.
Well, when you've got a double-triple team in the post, you're going to have some open perimeter shooters.
You are.
Woodward hits her second triple, and it's 30-13, Poinette. Baraboo needs an answer. Needs to finish strong here with 3 minutes to go in the first half. Nice little pass there from Frank to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to swing it around to Bella Brown. Bella Brown's going to kick it out. Peyton Stelzer finds Frank, left wing. That's a three-point look. Little long off the rim, but there's Deja White with the offensive rebound. Put back, no good. Pumas have it. Albrecht's got the rebound. She's looking to push into traffic. Now she'll tap the brakes. Pumas will set up their half-court offense. They swing around. They find Mercedes Lapashek from the right wing. That's another wide-open triple converted. Two triples, 10 points for Mercedes Lapashek. Oofta. Poinette leads by 20.
My favorite Norwegian word.
Baraboo struggling on both ends. And there's a near turnover. Bella Brown's pass to White was picked off. Yep, and now Poinette does come away with it. Mercedes Lapashek has it again. She's going to find Lasarge on the paint. I couldn't tell if I heard a whistle there or not. Oh, they're going to call a travel. I think there was an anticipated foul call. Didn't happen. We got a travel instead.
Right. You didn't hear. Obviously didn't hear a whistle, but she stopped thinking, I think, that there was going to be a.
Right. Bianca Brown checks in, replacing Deja White.
She just ran into some good defense.
Caitlin Frank got the controls. T-Birds get it over to Bianca Brown. Her two-point attempt on the perimeter is blocked. I believe that was Kaveri Lasarge with the block. I think you're right. I think there's some volleyball players on the Pumas.
I do, too. And I also think that we miss Katie Funmaker.
I think the Thunderbirds definitely do. They miss her running the point and her tenacious defense.
Yes.
T-Birds have the ball, trailing by 20, under 2 minutes to go in the first half. Caitlin Frank on the drive. She's going to kick it out to find Maddie Gilbert. Three-point look. That's tipped. Another block. That was Albrecht on the block. Now Poinette's looking to run. They've got Cody Woodward open for a layup. Left side, right hand. That's good. And Cody Woodward has 10. 35-13. Poinette leads the Baraboo Thunderbirds. Here's Caitlin Frank. She passes up a three. Finds Gilbert, left wing. Gilbert to Stelzer near the top of the key. I'll swing it over to Bella Brown. Back to Frank, left wing. Frank finds Bianca Brown. Over to Bella Brown. Under a minute to go. Caitlin Frank dribbles through a double team. Her shot is blocked. Some stout defense being played by the Poinette Pumas.
For sure. Difficulty getting into, being able to drive into the lane.
Maddie Gilbert's going to inbound here from the baseline. Finds Caitlin Frank. T-Birds need to get some more players involved offensively. 45 seconds. Here's Peyton Stelzer. Picks up her dribble. Fires over to Bella Brown. She's going to fire for three from the left wing. Off the back iron. No good. Rebound to Mercedes Lapashek. Here come the Pumas. Morgan Small, left wing. Getting things set up. She's going to take a screen from Albrecht. Pick and roll opportunity, but the ball's knocked out of bounds. Pumas will keep it.
I thought that went right off of her. I thought that would end up being Baraboo's ball.
It's going to be a side inbound coming up for Poinette. They find Small. T-Birds extending their defense out beyond the three-point arc. Oh, that was a nice idea. Pass attempt from Lasarge. She had Albrecht on the right block. Pass was tipped away. Back into the hands of Poinette. Now it's knocked out of bounds off Baraboo. Poinette will keep it.
Boy, even when they flub, they get an advantage,
right.
You know?
Nice
even a mistake
right.
turns into an advantage for the
So the Pumas come in at 9-7. They're 1-2 in the Capital North. Last year they were 15-11. Here's Albrecht firing away for three. That's long off the back iron. But Lapashek with the rebound. And she is fouled in the lane. She's going to shoot a pair with 1.4 seconds left. That's a less than ideal foul.
Exactly. I think that's going to go on Bianca. Bianca Brown, that'll be her first.
First attempt is no good. Lapashek already has double digits here in the first half. One of two Pumas in double digits. We'll talk more about that when Christy does her math. Let me bring you some stats at the half. Second attempt is good. And Baraboo's got 1 second. Not much you can do with that. So our halftime score is Poinette 36, Baraboo 13 at the half. Once again, we'll run down the sponsors who make these broadcasts possible on 99.7 Max FM as well as on NFHS. Pierce's Express Market, Baraboo State Bank, Freedom and Christ Assembly, Nautical Coffee, Don Rick Insurance, Don Larson Superstore, SSM Health, Bunbury & Associates Realtors, Chris Stanton Insurance, and Countryside Portable Buildings. We'll be back in just a few minutes on 99.7 Max FM.
Hi, I'm Craig with Pierce's Express Market and Pierce's West Express. Help us support the local student athletes of the Baraboo School District by using our spirit pumps. Every time you use the specially marked spirit pumps, 2 cents from every gallon is donated to a Baraboo school activity, sport, or youth program. In the month of January, the spirit pumps will benefit the Baraboo High School Wrestling. Please support our local students by using the spirit pumps at Pierce's Express Market and Pierce's West Express in Baraboo.
Hey, this is Scott Larson from Don Larson Chevrolet Buick GMC in Baraboo. Our GM-certified pre-owned vehicles include a 172-point inspection, a 12-month, 12,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty, plus two scheduled maintenance visits. See us in person or online at donlarson.com. Chevrolet, find new roads. See dealer for details.
Don Larson Superstore, just get more.
At Nautical Coffee Company, we're all about creating an experience that fuels your soul. We're turning up the volume with live music, a perfect pairing with our delicious lattes. Hungry for more? Our menu boasts a delightful array of breakfast favorites prepared fresh and deliciously satisfying. And the best part? We're right in the heart of downtown Baraboo, making it the perfect spot to gather with friends and embrace the vibrant energy of the city. We can't wait to see you at Nautical Coffee Company. It's a vibe.
Looking for a new place to live? Do yourself a favor. Think realtor. A real estate agent with this word behind their name has the right to be proud of it. Becoming a realtor requires a person to meet rigid business standards and pledge to the highest code of ethics. A realtor qualifies for your trust in all respects, and that's what you want when searching for your new place to call home. Select Bunbury and Associates Realtors at 123 4th Street in Baraboo. They've met the standards in all respects, and you'll find they're the ones you can trust.
When you're looking for life insurance coverage, Tricor Insurance and Auto Owners Insurance have you covered.
With Tricor, it's all about building relationships with people so that they realize that I am trustworthy and knowledgeable. My job is to figure out what they need, who they are. Insurance is stressful, and if we can take the stress out of that for them, that's what we're here for.
Tricor and Auto Owners Insurance are dedicated to helping you understand your life insurance options. Visit TricorInsurance.com to find an agent near you.
Donrick Insurance is now Tricor.
165 years, generations of honest local banking from Baraboo State Bank. Built on a foundation of excellent customer service, Baraboo State Bank has been an integral part of our special community since 1857. With many convenient branch locations and modern online banking where you can manage your accounts, apply for loans, or get pre-approved for your new car or dream home at competitive rates. Trust Baraboo State Bank to deliver on their promise of banking better together. Baraboo State Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Are you struggling with an addiction that is tearing you apart from your family? Looking for a group of people that relate and can support you in your battle with addiction? Learn more about our faith-based recovery program, Transformed, at Freedom in Christ Church at 409 4th Street, Baraboo. We meet every Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights at 6:30 p.m.
To learn more about times, locations, and services, go to ficachurch.org. That's ficachurch.org.
Whether you're a woman looking to start or expand your family, SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo is here for you from the start. Our women's health providers create an environment of focused care and are proud to provide a wide range of women's health services. To schedule an appointment with a provider or learn more about our family birth suites, visit ssmhealth.com/baraboobirth or call 608-355-3800.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Welcome back to Baraboo High School, where we are at halftime. The visiting Poinette Pumas leading 36-13 over the Baraboo Thunderbirds. I am Ben Brownlee, joined by Christy Feld, who has been feverishly doing math.
I know, and then my pencil broke and the lead fell out, and it's really hard to be me. And the Poinette Pumas, I feel like we're spitting into the mic every time we say that name, so I feel like I have to wipe that off because Gunnell's going to be wearing this headset later. He's going to smell like a girl, but he's going to have spit on his mic.
I
it's complicated.
So many jokes. We better move to the stats.
Who
are our leading scorers at the half, Christy?
Well, let me tell you, for the Poinette Pumas, I said that ever so gently, Mercedes LePasek is the one who's leading them. She's got 11 points. Cody Word has 10. Avalyn Albright has 5. Piper Johnson, 3. Kavri Lesage has 2. Riley Thies has 2. And Capri LePasek has 3. And for your Baraboo Thunderbirds, Caitlin Frank leads the way with 3 points. That we do not hear very often.
Yeah, that's a quiet half.
That is a very quiet half. Maddie Gilbert has 3. Cassidy Gates has 2. Peyton Stelzer has 2. Deja White has 2. And Bianca Brown has 1.
So that tells you a lot when your leading scorer has 3 points.
Right.
That's a tough way to make 11.
She's had a number of games where she's poured it on at the end, but I don't know if she's ever been sitting with just 3 points.
Right.
In the first half. That tells you that they're having a tough time out there. And I feel like they're missing the presence of Katie Funmaker, who certainly adds a balance when she's out on the court to our team. And you know what? When they were playing D.C. Evers, Caitlin Frank got her normal average of 19 points. Taylor Spurl, freshman, 17 points.
How about
game.
That? And we've
Isn't
seen her. We've seen her have some success
cool?
firing away from the perimeter. She'll be a good addition to this varsity
right.
squad.
And we haven't seen her out there tonight either. So I don't know if there's something going on that those two girls aren't playing, but I think we're missing their presence.
Well, once again, your halftime score is Poinette 36, Baraboo 13. I think we saw Poinette playing some great offense and defense. We'll see what answers the Thunderbirds come up with out of the locker room. We'll be back in just a couple more minutes with the second half here on 99.7 Max FM.
Hi, I'm Craig with Pierce's Express Market and Pierce's West Express. Help us support the local student athletes of the Baraboo School District by using our spirit pumps. Every time you use the specially marked spirit pumps, 2 cents from every gallon is donated to a Baraboo School activity, sport, or youth program. In the month of January, the spirit pumps will benefit the Baraboo High School wrestling. Please support our local students by using the spirit pumps at Pierce's Express Market and Pierce's West Express in Baraboo.
Hey, this is Scott Larson from Don Larson Chevrolet Buick GMC in Baraboo. Our GM-certified pre-owned vehicles include a 172-point inspection, a 12-month, 12,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty, plus 2 scheduled maintenance visits. See us in person or online at donlarson.com. Chevrolet, find new roads. See dealer for details.
Don Larson Superstore, just get more.
At Nautical Coffee Company, we're all about creating an experience that fuels your soul. We're turning up the volume with live music, a perfect pairing with our delicious lattes. Hungry for more? Our menu boasts a delightful array of breakfast favorites prepared fresh and deliciously satisfying. And the best part? We're right in the heart of downtown Baraboo, making it the perfect spot to gather with friends and embrace the vibrant energy of the city. We can't wait to see you at Nautical Coffee Company. It's a vibe.
City weather. With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, another cold one, 7 below, wind chills 15 to 20 below. Mostly sunny with highs in the low teens for Wednesday, but wind chills keeping things below zero. 2 below for Wednesday night, a high of 12 on Thursday. More cold air for Friday, finally warming up next week. A great place to live, stay, shop, or play. It's Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Right now, it's zero.
We're happy to be back with you here in the second half. Technical difficulties, sorry about that. Baraboo has narrowed the deficit from 40 down to 20 points, I should say, at 40 to 20 with a hot start to the second half. Alvin Albrecht comes away with a rebound, looking to drive, and she is fouled by Caitlin Frank. Bad news, Feldy. We had that sweet spurt from Baraboo, and I didn't hit the knob, so we weren't even heard. But take our word for it, the second half started out great. T-Bird scored their first two possessions, and then Madeline Gilbert converted a three. Baraboo looking to get back in the game, but now Alvin Albrecht has drawn a foul. Misses the first free throw attempt. Also, for those who may just be jumping in, we've seen Cadence Funmaker and Taylor Spurl into the game for the first time here in the second half.
They I feel like it's Christmas. Everything I got on my list, asked for on my list, I got.
Did you get that? Alvin Albrecht just missed two free throws.
I'm telling you.
Cadence Funmaker pulls down the rebound, finds Maddie Gilbert. Right wing, three-point attempt. Off the rim, no good. Rebound into Woodward's hands. Here come the Pumas. Small looking to drive. All the way, she drives in amongst the trees, no good. Loose ball, though, knocked around, gets right back into her hands. Cody Woodward's going to fire for three from the right wing. No good. There's Alvin Albrecht, and that's the second time we've seen three shots on one offensive trip down the floor. That's not going to work. T-Birds need to hit the boards. 42-20, Poinette. Loose ball into the hands of Taylor Spurl. Picks up her dribble, finds Funmaker. She's going to fire for three. That's good from the left wing, a thunderbolt. For the Thunderbirds, Cadence Funmaker with her first bucket. It's 42-23.
Wow.
And I missed that one.
That was Mercedes Lepasek went underneath the basket and flipped it up for two.
44-23, Poinette.
Don't even know how to describe it.
And there's a pass from Funmaker. Is stolen in the lane. Turnover, Baraboo. Small on the drive, being hounded by Cadence Funmaker. She's frustrated with the call, but she was kind of riding her all the way up the floor. Got some subs coming in. We got a couple coming in for Poinette. Deja White is going to check back in.
That was Taylor Spurl that picked up her first foul. It wasn't Funmaker.
Oh, okay. Meanwhile, we've got a first look at Taylan Bell. She's checking in as well. Side inbound coming up for the Pumas. They lead by 21. Looking for Lesage in the lane. Right-handed flip shot. I think that might have been blocked. Deja White was there.
Nice defense by the Thunderbirds.
They find Caitlin Frank on the left wing. Fakes the shot. Drives all the way in. Draws the contact. Caitlin Frank's going to shoot a pair.
They didn't even call the foul, and Kavri Lesage is already complaining about it, so I'm going to mark her down.
No, but I think they got Albrecht, as it turns out.
Okay, there
we
go.
Second foul. I guess you can still complain even if it's not on you.
Even if it's not on you.
Caitlin Frank has had a quiet evening scoring-wise. She was at the controls in the first half. Misses her first free throw. We're going to see Cadence Funmaker at the point here in the second. Both teams continue to play man-to-man defense. Caitlin Frank's got her second free throw up in the air. That one rattles in.
Atta girl.
Frank's got four. It's 44-29, Poinette leading Baraboo. Taylor Spurl applying some high-pressure man-to-man defense on the perimeter, but there's a nice-looking interior pass from Lesage to Albrecht.
Nice rebound.
Spin move by Albrecht, but she can't convert the bucket. Deja White grabs the rebound. Here come the T-Birds. Cadence Funmaker is bringing it across the T-Bird logo. She'll hand to Frank. Taylan Bell now on the dribble. She's looking to go all the way. Flips it off the backboard and in.
Nice freshman.
Taylan Bell, the freshman, with a nice drive and conversion. 44-26. Near steal by Frank, and they're going to get her for a foul. I think that's Caitlin's second, if I'm not mistaken. Oh, they're saying it's her third.
Her third,
it's
her
and
third,
the team's
yep.
Third. Three more subs coming in for Poinette. Tough to even keep up with the line changes that Coach Gerard is using. A deep Poinette bench. They've had a lot of players on the floor and in the scoring column tonight.
Boy, that used to be a Wanakee thing. Send them in groups of five.
Ball's been inbounded to Poinette. They're going to operate their half-court offense. Riley Tice on the dribble, looking to challenge Deja White. drives it right into Deja. They're going to get her for the foul.
And you know what? That's Deja White's first foul, and I'm proud of her because we are well into the second half.
And not much of a foul, if I may say.
I have to give you that as well. So she's had a really clean game defensively with respect to fouls.
First attempt rattles in for Riley Tice. She's got three tonight.
And that is not always the case for her.
Right. So that's usually the challenge, is keeping Deja on the floor. She's a presence on both ends in the paint.
For sure.
Second attempt from Tice. Off the back iron, no good. Caitlin France got the rebound. It's knocked out of bounds. Off point net. Baraboo will keep it.
And that was one of my talking points as I was sitting in my house this afternoon trying to figure out how we were going to guard against two players that were over 6 feet tall. You know, mm-hmm. And I thought Deja White was going to take the brunt of that. And I kind of thought we might run into some foul difficulties, but she hasn't. She's played an awesome defensive game.
Poinette 45, Baraboo 26. We're under 12 minutes to go in this non-conference affair. These two teams.
Beautiful.
Oh, there's a nice looking bucket.
Excellent feed.
And Coach Bale wants a timeout.
Caitlin Frank to Deja White. Deja White pops it in for two. That was beautiful.
So Deja's got six. Coach Bale gets a timeout. This gives us a chance to talk a little bit about some other action in Baraboo High School sports. In girls hockey, the Lightning will be hosting Brookfield Central on Saturday. Boys hockey are hosting Viroqua tonight as we speak. Boys basketball is going to be up next on these very same channels, so stick with us for the back end of that doubleheader. The boys also will be hosting, they'll be facing Milton at Oregon on Saturday in the Badger Challenge. The boys swimming team has a home duel tonight versus Stoughton. Wrestling will be hosting a dual meet versus Stoughton on Friday. And the gymnastics team will host Sauk Prairie on Thursday. It is senior night. We're already getting toward that point in some of the winter sports seasons where they're talking about senior nights.
I know, it's going to fly.
We're a ways from that for basketball.
We're going to be in spring. I am missing 1 point, Ben. I've got us down for 15 points thus far in the second half. And to me, 15 and 12 is 27.
Well, as an educator, I'm going to say you're right about that. I'll defer to you. You're the math whiz of the tandem here.
Ooh, that does not say anything. History and poli sci, Benjamin. That's my major. No math.
So Poinette is going to inbound, and Baraboo is going to come out showing full court pressure. The score is Poinette 45, Baraboo 28, 11.5 to go in the game. These two teams did play last year, with Baraboo dropping a 47-39 decision at Poinette. Here on the other end, Deja White gets a block. Caitlin Frank comes away with a loose ball. She finds Taylor Spurrow. Baraboo's on the run. They got a 3-on-2. Spurrow looking to go all the way, but the ball is tipped away from behind. Nice play by Capri Lapasic, but it's out of bounds. Baraboo's going to keep it.
Deja White giving Taylor Spurrow a little pep talk.
It looked like a golden opportunity there. Baraboo couldn't quite finish. Inbound to Deja White. She finds Funmaker right corner. That's a thunderbolt for the Thunderbirds.
Katie Funmaker's fifth point of the night.
She comes out firing. I've got her down for a pair of threes. Maybe that's our 1 point.
You have a pair of threes?
I do.
Was that a three right now?
Yeah. It was indeed.
Well, my vantage point with this nice metal bar in front of me did not lead me to believe that.
Once I win the lottery and we have our new broadcast booth, we won't have to worry about such things.
Oh, my gosh. I would...
Poinette looking to inbound.
Be happy to donate to that.
11 minutes to go. It's a 14-point game. Puma's driving right into Deja White. Bad idea. Ball is loose. Taylor Spurrow grabs it.
Good for us, though.
She's across the timeline. Finds Cadence Funmaker at the Thunderbird logo. Swinging over to Maddie Gilbert, left wing. Gilbert's going to dribble. Baseline. Floater. No good. Deja White's got the rebound. Putback. Also no good. A little too strong off the backboard. Capri Lapasca's got the rebound, and she's looking to push for the Pumas.
A lot of alliteration there, Ben.
Right. She prefers to push for the Poinette Pumas.
Perfect.
Tice has got it out at the logo.
Precisely.
Finds Lasard. Lasard's on the drive. Ooh, she
Deja
ran into Deja
again.
White again. Deja White getting things done on the defensive end. Here come the T-Birds. Caden's Funmaker on the left wing, dribbling. Passing. There's Spurrow. She'll fire from three. A little long. Into the hands of Lasarge. Poinette now looking to push. This is Gavinsky. She finds Lapasic for a baseline jumper. Good for two. Poinette 47. Baraboo 31. Under 10 minutes to go. Baraboo patient in the half-court offense. Caitlin Frank's going to fire from three from the left wing. That's a thunderbolt for the Thunderbirds.
Boy, she was perfectly set up to do that, and that is exactly what needed to happen.
A triple for Caitlin Frank, and it's a 13-point game. Here come the Pumas. They're going to try to answer with a three. That's no good for Piper Johnson. Ball is loose off the Pumas. Barry will get the ball. We're going to have a couple of subs coming in. Evelyn Albrecht is going to re-enter the game, as will Emily Walls. And Leah Hess is going to check in and replace Deja White. Give her a little break. Thunderbirds are going to walk it up. They trail 47-34, ticking down to about 9 minutes to go. Caitlin Frank in the lane, looking to drive. Going all the way. Shot attempt a little short. Rebound, Leah Hess. She goes up and is fouled. I think they're going to call that on the floor. We'll see here. Looks that way. Fouled before the shot.
What a great third. I'm going to go in third quarter. We're going to do third quarter, fourth quarter. We outscored
a stellar third quarter for the T-Birds.
Pumas 21-11. Outscored them by half.
Baraboo looking to get back in this ball game here. This ball, it tipped away. Nice play by Emily Walls, and then off the hands of Cadence Funmaker. Out of bounds to Poinette.
And I did not catch that last foul. Who was that on?
Who did they get for that one? They've got Johnson, 22 up there.
Thank you.
Yep. Cadence Funmaker comes away with a steal. Looking to drive. One on two. Draws the foul. Shot attempt no good, but Cadence Funmaker gets to shoot a pair. She has been active here in the second half. Hit a couple of threes. Now looking to score from the line.
And I think she still has a smile on her face, Ben. She hasn't stopped smiling since she came in.
First attempt for Cadence Funmaker. Swish.
Makes it look easy.
Does that make her the leading scorer for the T-Birds? She's right in the mix anyway. Deja White, speaking of leading scorers, Deja White checks back in, replacing Leah Hess.
Well, she's tied with Caitlin Frank.
Caitlin's seven got seven.
Seven apiece. If she makes this free throw, she's one ahead.
So it's 47-35. Second attempt in the air. That's a swish as well. Caitlin's Funmaker has 8 points. And the Thunderbirds continue to apply full court pressure. Looking to trap in the back court. Riley Tice breaks it. Looking to dribble all the way. Drives into contact. They get Funmaker on the block. Let's see if they're going to call up the hoop. I think they are. That's going to be an and-one opportunity for the Pumas. That's Riley Tice finishing at the rim.
And I think
she'll get a free throw as well.
You say Katie Funmaker?
Yep.
And that's her first foul.
Well, no, now on the board, they've got Maddie Gilbert, I think.
Okay.
I thought they got Cadence on that one. Free throw attempt is good, so that's a three-point play. Tice has six. Nope. Okay, there it is. It was Funmaker.
Oh, I'm writing it down. No wonder I'm losing
good
my
thing
lead.
You have,
I write
good
it
thing
down,
you have a pencil.
I erase it, I write it down.
Good thing you have a
down.
Pencil instead of a pen. Here come the T-Birds. Caitlin Frank in the lane. Attempted a shot through contact. Nothing doing. Albrecht's got the rebound. Now she dribbles across midcourt. Finds Capri Lapasic. Lapasic, little flyby under the hoop. Kicks it out to Johnson. Walls has got it in the left wing. There's Albrecht, top of the key. She's going to fire for three. No good. No, it is good. Off the rim and a sweet shooter's bounce. Evelyn Albrecht for three.
That is more than a shooter's bounce, Ben. That hit and it rolled forward. I've never seen that.
53-36. Nice entry pass from Maddie Gilbert to Deja White. She scores inside the left block. Deja White's got eight. It's 53-38. Puma is now on offense. Albrecht top of the key again. She's going to fire for three again. And that's good. Back-to-back triples for the 6'1" freshman. And it's 56-38 Poinette. And she is the game's leading scorer, I believe, at that point. There's a ball. Pass tipped. It's off the hands of Deja White. Poinette comes away with it. They're looking to push. They've got Piper Johnson on the hoop.
Ooh.
She kicks it out to Walls for three. No good. Thunderbirds come away with it. Cadence Funmaker's got the rebound.
She was one step away from being out of bounds. She was like a wide receiver that was going to keep her feet in bounds.
And there's a full court pass to Caitlin Frank. She is fouled before the shot. It'll be a
Piper Johnson
inbound under the hoop for the T-Birds.
Piper Johnson's going to pick up her third foul for Poinette.
Baraboo trails 56-38.
Speaking of football, how was Sunday? Wasn't that sweet?
Glorious.
What a sports weekend.
It was indeed. A Badger win, a couple of Bucks wins, Packer win. T-Birds inbound and set up their half-court offense. Under 7 minutes to go. They trail by 18. Maddie Gilbert's got it on the left wing. Now she wants to drive baseline. Floats it to Deja White in the lane. 4-2. No, rattles out. No good. Loop ball is loose. Albrecht's got it. Here come the Pumas. Riley Tice dribbles it up. Finds Albrecht. She's been hot from the top of the key. There's another three-point look. Rattles out. But there's a rebound by the smallest player on the floor. Emily Walls at 5'5", coming away with the offensive rebound. Gets it to Tice, who drives and is fouled. And she'll go to the line here to shoot a pair.
That's going to be Katie Funmaker's second foul.
The presence of John Gunnell behind us reminds me we have another ball game coming up next. Boys action here. We'll bring it right to you on these same stations. Tice's first free throw attempt is good.
It reminds me that I haven't seen him for a long time.
You going to tell them that part about how your headset smells like a girl?
Yeah, I am.
Second attempt in the air from Tice is no good. Oh, but almost an offensive rebound. Piper Johnson couldn't quite hold on to it. Baraboo will get the ball here. Trailing by 19 with 6.5 to go.
Okay, what's the closest we've been? 13 in the second half,
I
Ben?
Think they got down to 11.
To 11.
Oh,
okay.
Well, that might have been first half. Yeah, you're right. 13 in the second half. Baraboo looking to make a push here. They had a strong start to the second half. Now Poinette's gotten hot with Albrecht hitting threes. Caitlin Frank, though,
wow.
Again, will not be denied. She dribbles down to the right block, posts up, scores, and is fouled.
Boy, and that's what makes Caitlin Frank. Her sheer determination.
And that is four fouls on Piper Johnson. She's going to be subbed out, bringing Mercedes Lepasek back in the game. As we await a single free throw here from the Thunderbirds' season-leading scorer, Caitlin Frank. It rattles out, no good. Ball's tipped around. Tice has got it. The lead remains 17 for Poinette. Baraboo continues to play man-to-man defense. Mercedes Lepasek on the drive. Now she'll pull it out, get it over to Walls. She's defended by Frank, looking for a steal. There is a near steal for Taylan Bell, but instead the ball's knocked around. It's loose, pulled away by Valerie Heff. Shot no good. Thunderbirds grab the rebound.
Grady.
Here comes Caden's Funmaker. Finds Bell. She's going to fire from the left wing for three. Off the back iron, no good. Poinette with the rebound. That's Grace Gavinsky. She's being hounded at midcourt and fouled. They're going to get Caitlin Frank.
That may be Caitlin's fourth foul, actually. Yes, it is.
So with 5 minutes, 21 seconds to go, Poinette is in the bonus. That's the seventh team foul of the half for the hosts. Kavinsky's going to get her first chance to score here this evening. Shot attempt, no good. Ball is tipped around. Loose ball. Baraboo's got it. Taylan Bell driving, finding Funmaker. Left wing. Passes up the three. Gets it back to Bell on the baseline. She's going to kick it out to Frank. Frank's got a lane to the hoop. She's going to take it. Shot attempt, no good. Rebound, Poinette. Gavinsky's got it. I should say that's Heff who's got it. She finds Mercedes Lepasek, who will bring the ball up court. And we're going to have a timeout called by Coach Gerard with 5 minutes to go. It is Poinette 57, Baraboo 40. This will give us a chance to remind you about our broadcast sponsors who make these broadcasts of Baraboo Thunderbirds Athletics possible. They are Pierce's Express Market, Baraboo State Bank, Freedom in Christ Assembly, Nautical Coffee, Don Rick Insurance and Tricor, Don Larson Superstore, SSM Health, Bunbury and Associates Realtors, Chris Stanton State Farm Insurance, and Countryside Portable Buildings. In other action around Baraboo High School, the girls' hockey team, the Lightning, will be hosting Brookfield Central on Saturday. The boys' team is hosting Viroqua this evening. Boys' basketball, they're up next here against these Poinette Pumas. Also, they'll face Milton. That's Milton at Oregon on Saturday as part of the Badger Challenge. The boys' swimming team has a home duel tonight versus Stoughton. Wrestling team will be taking on the Vikings in a duel meet on Friday. And the gymnastics team hosts Sauk Prairie on Thursday. Getting ready to break the timeouts here. So the Thunderbirds came out with a strong start to the second half. They came in at halftime trailing 36-13. They got it down to about 13 points there at one point. But Evelyn Albrecht got hot, hitting a couple of triples. And the Pumas were able to rebuild their lead up to where it now stands at 17.
Well, Baraboos outscored them in the second half 27-21. I like that. We've had a nice second half.
Keep it positive. Pumas inbound from the side, set up their half-court offense. We're under 5 minutes to go. This is a non-conference game. Cadence Funmaker picks up a quick foul. And, of course, we see that a lot with Cadence. She plays an active style of defense, tends to get her in a little bit of foul trouble from time to time. That's her third, and she's only played in the second half.
She does, and she gets aggressive.
Maybe she knew she had some to burn.
She could give some up tonight.
Yeah.